Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Dav Zayin and Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include Bishu ben Karkel's distinction of Milva Bishtar, a Nefroin Mehen, Milva Peh Nefroin Mehen. 3 days lefnei Edehen, a Jew may not collect from an Akum a documented loan, but he may collect an undocumented loan. Machloikis v'achakach stam halachik istam. Wherever there is first a machloikis followed by a stam mishnah, we rule as the stam mishnah. The machloikis in the mishnah regarding la'acher eidehen, the days that follow the holidays of Akum, Shmuel holds shleish lefnei mishleish la'achreim aser. One may not have dealing with idol worshippers 3 days before and 3 days after each holiday. While the chacham hold lefnei eidehen aser la'acher eidehen mutter. Only the days before the holiday are forbidden, but the days after the holiday are permitted. The four distinctions between the Chacham in the second Mishnah and the Tanakhama in the first Mishnah. The halachas of Nachum Hamadi, in which the Chacham told him, Nishtakei ha-davar v'lei nemar, this halacha shall be forgotten and not repeated. The machlik is regarding Shoyel Odom Tzrachav. At what point in tefillah should a person ask for his personal needs? Rabbi Yeza holds Shoyel Odom Tzrachav v'achakach hispal. A person should first ask for his personal needs and then daven Shmoyne Esrei. While Rabbi Shua holds vice versa, Yispal v'achakach Shoyel Yishol Tzrachav. A person should first daven Shmoneh Esrei and then ask for his personal needs. However, they both agree that one may not mention his personal needs during Shmoneh Esrei. While the Chum disagree with both and say, a person may ask for his personal needs during Shmoneh Esrei in the bracha of Shemei HaTfilah.